guys, Maestro here, bringing you episode 47 of Maestro on the Mic. Today we're talking about the fact that the advice that you use as evidence to make your decisions is really just opinion, and that's okay. Let's flip that and realize that it is simply someone's opinion, someone's way of saying, this thing worked really well for me. And you should take that, especially if it's coming from someone that you trust and you want to be in their position. Take it, use it, run with it. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. This can be a nice little way to prevent that analysis paralysis where we're like, what's the best? Should I do this? Should I do that? Understand that the advice you get is just an opinion, and that is okay. So let's jump into this. DJ, give me that heartbeat.
This is Maestro on the Mic,
a podcast designed to help you change your mindset and your life.
It is time for something new.
Join host Dr. Shante Cofield, also known as the Movement Maestro, on a journey to see the bigger picture.
Open your eyes.
Find your passion.
And discover how movement unites us all.
Let's get it poppin'.
This is Maestro on the Mic. I'm the Maestro, and you're about to get maestrified.
3, 2, 1.
Hey guys, Maestro here talking to you today about evidence-based decision making. Now, please don't confuse that with evidence-based practice and EVP and all that shit that people talk about all the time, and they're like, where are the studies and all that? I'll even tie it back into that, but for right now, that's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about right now is making a decision, any decision in life, and using evidence. Usually it's someone else's recommendation or some reviews that you read on Amazon, whatever, in order to make that decision. Now, my girl Lex, she just put up a website, and I am so freaking proud of her. I will link it in the show notes. She makes some graphics for me. If you see me at all on social media, you know that I care about my brand. I'm very, very particular about my brand. And it was a very big leap to take to, you know, have someone help me with it. And I cannot be more grateful for this chick. If you're looking for someone to do some graphics work and stuff for you, she is hands down the person that you want to be doing that, right? The website is lexlancaster.com. I will link it. If you're looking for someone to help you out with graphics, help you out with anything that needs to be done or can be done on the computer, she's your girl. But I strong-armed her to starting a website, and she used Wix. Now, that would not be my choice. I have never used them before. I have used Squarespace. My current website is through the most horrendous WordPress, but I have someone that managed it for me, so I can't really say that much about it. But WordPress, Squarespace, that's my go-to. If someone was going to ask, how do I make a website? What should I use? I tell them to use, you know, one of those. If they're doing it themselves, I would say, hey, you know, use Squarespace. Lex, on the other hand, went with Wix. Now, this is not a discussion about which is better. This is to bring up the point that different strokes exist for different folks. And when you ask someone for their advice, understand that they're just going to give you what has been working best for them. And that's totally fine. All those reviews that you read online, it's simply what has been working best for that person. Now we can kind of, you know, I see, you know, maybe you want to assume like, okay, well, if a lot of people like it, then it's the best thing. Okay, maybe. But also understand that it just simply means that that is what has been best for those people. And maybe more people are using it because they, you know, read these other people. And so they're like, oh, well, 50 people like this, I'm going to do it. And suddenly we have 51 and 52, 53. So, you know, I was having this discussion with Hunter, the Hunter Fitness, right? Few weeks ago when we met up. And whenever we see these arguments and such online, it's just so pointless because there is no absolutes for like anything. All that people are saying when they're having these arguments is this works best for me. I like this. In my experience, this has been the best. That's it. And we should accept that. We should respect that. And then we should make our own decision based on that and other things. We try to argue and like convince the other person that, no, we're right. But that doesn't make sense, friends. In essence, what you're trying to say to them is, my feeling, my experience is better and more important and more relevant than yours. That's how they're hearing it. And that's why they're never going to agree. Because then they're going to say right back to you, no, my experience, my belief system, my clinical whatever background, what I've been doing is more important than yours. And you just keep going head to head instead of just being like, hey, that worked for them. This works for me. Let's see if, you know, I can maybe tease some stuff out of there that I like, or maybe, no, I don't like that, but you know what? That's for you. All right, cool. Go and do that. So all of that to say, understand that when you are making an evidence-based decision, that evidence right there is simply someone's opinion. And that's fine, but understand that. It's all based on opinion. So if we want to tie this back into the kind of FOMO discussion, just pick something. If it doesn't work, do something else. Because you just got to understand that decision is not... that evidence is not based in an absolute for really the majority of the decisions that we're making. It's simply based on someone else's experience. And you have to understand that your experience moving forward is likely going to be somewhat different. I could tie this back to another episode that I did. I can't even remember the number of it, what number episode it was. But if you ask someone who is in a position that you want to be in, or they're doing something that you want to be doing, and they give you advice, follow it. Make your life easy, right? I'm trying to give you tips and tricks, not hacks. I hate hacks. Right? That's like such a terrible word. Tips and tricks to make things easier. Today, we're talking about if you have a decision to be made and you're trying to weigh some evidence, some opinions, understand that they are exactly that. Opinions, nothing more. If someone says to do something and they are in a position that you want to be in, or they're doing what you want to be doing, just take their freaking advice and do it. All right? I have people ask me about microphones and stuff and how do I do stuff on social media. Trust me, I have done the research. If you want to make your video look like that, just save yourself the trouble and go and buy that thing. That I got a lot of my information from someone else where I was just like, hey, what is the best thing to be using? The microphone that I used to record this, how did I know which one to buy? I asked my guy, Jimmy McKay. By the way, check out his amazing podcast, PT Pinecast, and he has a new one coming out for new grads, for people looking to study for the NPTE. Amazing guy, right? But I asked him, I want to start a podcast. I said, Jimmy, what do I need? He said, get this mic, use this to host, make sure you have this plugin. The end. That's literally all I did. If you want to waste time and dick around and like, okay, I'm just going to do some more research, all you're going to do is get opinions from other people. You might as well go to someone you trust, someone who has done this thing already, is being successful, and just do what they say. Because at the end of the day, all that evidence-informed, evidence-based decision-making that you're making is based on opinion. All right, I'm looking at the time. I need to wrap this up because I want to keep these short. So, thank you guys for tuning in. If you liked it, do me a solid and give me 5 stars. Right? I don't really want 4 stars. 5 is so much nicer. Right? If you loved it, subscribe. These things, they do help people find the podcast. So that's why I pitched this at the end. If you don't do it, that's okay too. I get it. I'm really honestly just so grateful that you took the time to listen. Because I know you could be doing anything else. And you chose to listen to me. So my friends, thank you. Thank you one more time. Until next time, Maestro.